Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are broadcasting live down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on Rawson Avenue, and it's the annual toy drive. We can't say thanks enough to everybody that's coming by, but we are once again in a lull. And it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, we try to kind of spice things up. So if you're within the sound of our voice here on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek, come on by. Drop off a nickel, a dime. I don't care. Come on by and blow the horn. Just spice things up a little bit. I'll settle for that, but we're looking for new unwrapped toys. We had a big toy bin today that was filled up, and we hope to fill the entire semi by the time the week is over. And last year we set records. We filled the semi and over $150,000 in cash, and that all genuinely 100% goes to the kids at Children's Wisconsin in Robin's Nest, and we can't say thanks enough to the community. Also, this portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there, Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And a reminder that the Lodge Kohler kickoff coming up this Friday, our special guest is going to be Mason Crosby in person. We hope to see you there as a face in the crowd. Speaking of face in the crowd, Tom Pippins is joining us down here inside the Bear Sunroom Studios. How you been, buddy?
Buddy, excellent. And I think Christmas has come early because I get to see you again Thursday night at DJ's in Menominee Falls with JD. I heard you talking about Mr. Dodds, and we can't wait for your outstanding huddle.
That's John's always good. John's like, he has become the – I'd love to see like him and Mike Clemens have a battle of Packers wisdom. You know, you'd almost like you'd overdose. You'd be like just laying back, and your head would be tilting back, and you'd have green and gold foam coming out of your mouth.
I don't think they'd be talking – with one another, just words are just keep bouncing. I do want to say again and encourage, as you say, all of your listeners, and there are so many to come out here, what you do for the kids, Children's Hospital, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, it's an amazing team you have. And you know, I've said this to you before privately as well as publicly, that as gifted as you are and as popular as you are, what I most appreciate is your heart is bigger than your 6'6 frame, whatever, and I'm so proud of you, Bill,
and all your
teammates, because you reach out, and, you know, this time of giving, the good Lord Jesus came in, and these are gifts. You know, he was the ultimate gift. These are gifts. Kudos to you and everybody.
We can't do without the people that are listening, so that's the big thing.
Aren't they loyal?
We live in a hell of a community.
Yeah, we do. The best ever. The best ever. Been blessed to hang around here for almost 40 years, and this is home.
Yeah.
I grew up in upstate New York, and as you say, constantly the fine people of southeastern Wisconsin prove themselves, and they will here.
Yeah.
I'm confident it's going to.
No, they'll fill it up. We had a really good day yesterday to get us off to a fast start, so that's always good.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. My God, we're going to talk a lot on Thursday night at DJ's Goalpost for the Bill Michaels Huddle, but this football team, when you walked away from that game on Sunday – you know, Gary and I did the postgame show, and we kind of felt like, well, it's a win. Didn't get a lot of answers, but it was a win. You look at it – once you do this for a living, you never look at it differently, really.
Yeah.
But as just a fan kicking back and relaxing, did you walk away feeling satisfied, or did you walk away kind of wondering still?
Yeah, I think it was 17-13 late in the – golly, late in the third. It took so long to put him away, Bill. And again, any win on the road in the NFL, a desperate team,
and inclement weather,
games, inclement weather. I try to keep it in perspective by saying, before the season started, did we think they were going to be 9-3?
You know,
but now that they are, we say, well, okay, now you can get into the play. But we see that this team has flaws. Most of them do. But when I looked at Seattle and Minnesota on Monday night, I said, man, it would be tough to beat those teams, especially on the road.
Right.
And the Pack will find that out probably a couple of days before Christmas. Not to say that they can't win it. But if they can somehow win the division, get a first-round bye, you like their chances at home, inclement weather, as has been said, I think even Aaron would admit, Bill, that, yeah, he's a little bit slower. You get that slick surface advantage for number 12. And he was outstanding, I thought, 99% of the time. Four touchdowns, what more do you want? A couple of throws that only he can make. And so I'm encouraged. I really am. But I still feel there are a couple of players away on each side of the ball. You don't see the star tight end that these other contenders have. You don't see a real good second option at receiver. Well, you know all about the issues of stopping a run and linebacker and some confusion still in a talented young backfield defensively. But overall, you know, I'll take where they are right now.
No, right? And I think that's right. I think, and I mentioned this, I mentioned the comparison, speaking of New York, I said you've got the Packers, the Badgers, the Bucks, the Brewers back-to-back postseasons. Hell, even the Admirals are on a winning streak right now. And you take it as opposed to, let's say, Chicago, who has the Bulls who are struggling, the Bears who have struggled, the Cubs have been out of the postseason now. You've got an up-and-coming White Sox team, Blackhawks, dead last in the Central. You know, it just things not real good. The major market, New York, Yankees have paid off. That rebuild's been pretty good. The Rangers are better than maybe the Islanders, or I think it's vice versa. But nevertheless, hockey has not been great in both realms. The Mets have not been great by any stretch. You've got the Knicks who stink on ice and two teams in the NFL that are 4-16 between them. So when you think of all of that, you're kind of like, you know where we're at. It's a pretty damn good place to be
right now. And you're well aware. We have three MVPs in Wisconsin, right?
Right.
In Giannis, Yelich.
And Yelich, as Craig said, should have won it had he not taken a foul ball off the kneecap.
Unbelievable hitter. I think if we're fortunate to have this young man for a long time, I think he's on track for a Hall of Fame career, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Put it this way. And I said this to Craig. I said, now, he didn't win the MVP, but he has another season like this. We talked about Bryce Harper last year, and I know there was a lot of talk about the first $500 million man. Christian Yelich will be the first $500 million man. If he does this again, there's no doubt. There's no doubt, because he'll have better numbers than Mike Trout ever thought of putting up. And Mike Trout's considered the best player in the game today. I mean, he's already blown past Bryce Harper when it comes to just the ability to do it back-to-back years.
And a five-tool guy. You know, every time, Bill, you're aware, you've seen him, there are certain hitters, you're almost surprised when they don't get a base hit.
Griffey
every
was that
time.
Guy.
Griffey was that guy. Long stretch, right? You were up close there. Golly, I'd love to watch him hit. He's just he's one of those people, and Molitor and Yount were that way. Braun, whatever you're doing, if you're not working, stop, watch, because this is special.
There was Tony Gwynn, there was Pete Rose. Those guys that just knew how to follow a ball and put a bat on a ball.
Without question.
Yeah, and he's kind of that guy. But he does it with power, too. That's the most amazing thing, is Gwynn didn't have that kind of power. Rose never had that kind of power.
He's got
Griffey
leverage, don't you think?
Yeah.
He's got the big frame, and his swing is just incredible. And a nice guy to boot. Seems to be a real humble man, and just as is Rogers, good guy. You know, Giannis the same. We are really blessed here. As you point out, and some of the younger people in the generation, you say to them, well, with all due respect, we remember the days of the Packers going way back to the late, great Bart Starr coaching Forrest Gregg. I mean, it was tough. Yeah. It was really discouraging.
I remember the early days, and you'll know this because you're working at ESPN. I remember the early days of the Bay of Pigs. And the snow games when Tampa Bay used to have to come to Green Bay. It was a game that nobody gave a damn about because they were both terrible. But we just watched it because it just had weather.
Yeah, it was fun. Know? It was fun to see.
My parents loved it. My mom was a huge Bart Starr fan, so anything to do with the Packers, she loved it. It's just how I got my history of the Packers. But it was just, you remember that. Nobody cared. And nobody that's under the age of 30, 35,
it's hard to appreciate,
would ever understand
a historical perspective as you had. You know, I might have mentioned this, Bill, last time, but I'm not a big jersey guy, you know. But when it came for Bart Starr to be honored at halftime earlier this season, I think it was the Vikings game. I went up with my daughter, went up with my wife and a friend of hers. They stayed overnight and tried to make some money gambling. I went home. I was thrown. It was a girls' night. But I went into that pro shop, and I bought me number 15. And I wish I'd have gotten it at Kohl's. It would have been a little cheaper.
Right.
But I'll take it every time because that man, you know this, he just happened to be a five-time NFL champ, two-time Super Bowl MVP. He was one of the nicest people on God's green earth ever. Yep. Beautiful guy.
I was
his wife, Cherry.
Doing Christmas decorations.
Well, you were up close to him for a long time.
There was two things he did for me. One, he was signing one day at an event that we had done, and he said, how come you never asked me to sign anything? And I said, because I just don't feel like it's right. because I got to know him. And he said, no, I'll sign something for you. And he addressed it to me.
Yeah.
You know, which he did right. a lot. He didn't just sign Bart Starr HOF.
Like people,
no,
you
he
know,
didn't.
Just, and then
he didn't want him to sell it off.
On eBay,
yeah. So he signed a football to me, and I'm doing Christmas decorations yesterday, and there was that football sitting up on the mantle, and I started to pull it down, and Sherry's like, "Nah, you got to leave it up."
How special is
and
that?
And then he actually brought my dad onto Lambeau Field.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
years
fabulous.
And years and years ago when I first got here, I guess about 2003, 2004. Because I got here in 99, and I was working, obviously, with the flagship and the Packers at the time. And my dad had never been to Lambeau. Always watched it on TV, wanted to go. So I said, okay, we'll go. And that was a day when you could just walk on a field.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I brought my dad out, and Bart was back for that game. It was the second game of the season, alumni weekend, because it was warm out. And he went, yeah, come on. And he took him under the goalposts. That's where he took their pictures. Mm-hmm. So, and that was it. That was... My dad, to this day, talks about that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Bill, again, you've been around him. In his prime, he could meet somebody and a year later remember his
right.
or her name. And I don't care if that person ran a company or did some hard work from mm-hmm. a janitorial perspective. He was going to treat everybody
yep.
the same.
That's
just
absolutely right.
Beautiful soul. The best.
We're going to go ahead and continue discussing the Packers and the Brewers and everything else going on in Wisconsin sports when we come back. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Final segment wrapping up out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet today. But that doesn't mean you can't come out. They're here until 6 o'clock tonight, till 7 as they do some hot stove stuff out here tonight. So till 7 tonight, taking your monetary donation, taking your toys, and then we're back at it again tomorrow, 6A to 6P. And till 8 tonight? Really? Well, we got a banner program going on tonight. Well,
heck
for you
yeah.
people that work that second shift, get on out here. Come on in. How we looking? We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We continue on, and we want to say thanks to our friends at Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street in Milwaukee. Thanks for being a part of the show. Also, our friends at Lake Country Garage Doors, Ben and his staff over there, they are fantastic, fantastic people. And I encourage you to give Ben a call. They're great. Call him 262-751-2674 or go to lakecountrygaragedoors.com. They came out and just did my house and did the sealing around my garage door. My garage is so much warmer. There isn't any cold air now leaking into my house. Oh, my God, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Or if you just need a new garage door, a new garage door opener, we had to have the little sensors put on the garage door, too, because we were afraid it was going to slam down and kill the dogs because we didn't have it on there. So we had to get those installed.
Not good, huh?
Not good. Call Ben, 262-751-2674 at Lake Country Doors, and they can help you out. Tom Pippins joining us down here for the final segment of the program today. And we were talking about the Packers. I got to ask you about the Brewers. The Brewers making some changes. The Brewers letting some guys go, saving some money.
Mm-hmm.
We have a star in Christian Yelich. You and I both talked about that. Are you sitting back now? I've learned long enough in this business, wait and see.
Yeah.
Don't go crazy. Yeah. There are things to go crazy over because I do at times, and I get probably over my skis. But on this one, I think right now I'm just kind of trusting in what David mm-hmm. Stearns has done in the past, and I'm thinking – I don't know if they're going to go all in and make a giant splash, but they're going to spread the money around. And come spring training, I think the team will be fortified again.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've always, in the past years, part of the overreaction club. But in David Stearns, I trust he's earned it. So has Craig Counsell, as you're well aware. That tandem to me is terrific. And sure, it's disturbing to see a lot of home runs go with Grandal and Moose going to the Reds. But you're probably not going to pay that kind of money to these guys at this stage. You know,
you would figure.
For that extra year for
yeah.
Moose. You wish them well. They'll probably do well. You know you'll miss them. You know there are holes. But as you point out, it's early December. Let's take a wait see. Before we overreact, and I do think that they'll be a competitive club once again. But there are a lot of holes to fill, as you're aware, and they do need to address the pitching. The rumors about Hader, obviously he'd bring a
right.
healthy crop. Do you want to go that direction? It's going to be fun. This hot stove lead kicking off here is going to be a lot
The thing
of fun.
With Hader is I want a starter and prospects.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to deal Hader, it's going to get me a king's ransom.
Yep.
I'm not dealing him just to deal him.
I agree.
Just because, and like we talked about, Braun's contract's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yelich isn't getting any younger, and that contract, he's not going to be here. I think we have to come to grips with the fact that unless Mark Attanasio decides to say, we'll give him a piece of the team, and then it's going to be called the Christian Yelich Ballpark, I don't think he's going to be back. Eventually they're going to have to let him go because he's just going to be too big for the market. Unless, of course, he loves it here so much that he's willing to give up $100 million.
Yeah.
But there's a window here, and you can't take a year off from to build something else in a window that is closing. So I just got a feeling they're going to spend that money in some big way and then spend the rest of it in some wise way, and then we'll wait, and the trade deadline may come and go, and then they may spend a little bit more and kind of go from there. But I'm not panicking right now.
Mm-hmm. Wise is a great way to put it, I think. That's a good adjective, because they are going to spend – no, they won't be frugal, but they're going to spend to try to get the best bang for their buck. That's
they
what
have
they have to.
To
do in this market, right? But again, I trust in them. I'd like to think that we can count on them being competitive again. And golly, the last couple of years have been amazing. And you said it earlier with Craig Kishon. They're 10 minutes away from beating Washington. And once you get there,
right.
Who knows? Look at what happened to the Nets.
Washington
they caught
just
fire,
bashed their
World
way
Series
through the postseason. Yeah,
so I think there's an awful lot to feel optimistic about and proud of in the past, but you're well, it's next. What have you done for me lately?
Right.
Right? And that's so important, and I really have faith that this is going to be a competitive ball club again.
I also think when you went to your fan base and said, hang with us, we want to rebuild, and the fans did, you can't then take a year off and say we're going to try it again. And we're give us a year, we're going to kind of retool and then come back strong next year. You can't do that, not at this point in time.
When you have a superstar such as Yelich, as you point out, the window closes as it has been closing with Aaron Rodgers. You go out and make moves as the Packers have, and we think we'll agree they probably need to make a couple more to consider themselves a real Super Bowl contender. I hope I'm wrong.
Right.
I hope then they're somehow, some way they're there. I'm not ruling that out. I just think they're still a year away, but they're headed that way, and that's what David Stearns is aware, Attanasio is aware. If we're talking about it, we've said that before, and you know as much as anybody, if not more, particularly in the media, but they get it. They're smart people. They're there for a reason, and they'll figure it out.
What is the state, and this would be the last question before I cut you loose because then we're going to run, but
yep.
What is the state like when, I want to say when, not if, when the Bucks win a championship?
Remember the Brewers back in 82, I remember Paul Molitor saying they had the parade after they lost the 7-gamer to the St. Louis Cardinals. Then, of course, league switched. And he said, I can't tell whether we won or lost the World Series.
Right.
The parade. I think this community will go absolutely berserk in the best way possible. And it's exciting. I look at the Bucks sometimes, and I'm amazed the way they're playing right now. And I agree. I think Giannis somehow has kicked it up. Now, let's see what happens. They're going to get some tough teams down the line. You got to make hay in the playoffs. But I think they have a super opportunity, if they stay healthy, to get to the finals this year.
With everything the state did in building the Fiserv, yeah. I hope they win it, and they take that trophy to every city in the state of Wisconsin. Just let everybody feel it, touch it, sniff it. And say, here you go.
And kudos to the owners they built around the Fiserv.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Helped the community jobs. And my hat is off, too. They've come.
Well,
we wondered if what those New Yorkers would have got.
Democrat,
so far, so great.
Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter because Wisconsin's about to go right into the spotlight as the DNC starts to come
time,
here. So
big time, buddy.
It'll at least help travel Wisconsin, that's for damn sure. Yeah. Tom, always good to see you. We'll
always
see you on Thursday
pleasure.
Night.
I can't wait. Thanks
DJ's
for having me.
DJ's Goalpost. That's what we're going to see on Thursday night.
Falls. Yep.
6 to 8, and it's brought to you by Bud Light. Time for us to go. Thanks to everybody for coming out. We'll be back at it again tomorrow, bright and early. Until then, have a good one. Bloop.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.